Welcome to the Mancraft Podcast, coming at you live from the Blackout Tent Company Studios.
What up?
Mancraft.
Kevin was late.
Traffic guy.
What's up, suckers?
What it is out there, everybody? Hello, hello.
What's
hello,
up?
Hello, everybody. Come on in this afternoon. Hello.
And be on time.
Yeah, BPT.
Come on in, everybody. Come join us.
Black people time.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Need to make you a shirt that says that, Kevin.
Might as well.
Only BPT.
I don't think the only place where I ain't late to is court.
You sure about that?
Because they lock your ass up.
Get that contempt charge.
Well, I don't know. I tell them, man, there's traffic. Too many trains in this city.
They give you an FTA on it.
Yeah, exactly. I was on my way, but.
Yeah, There ain't no buts. He said, I'm here. You should have been here.
Yeah.
You get paid. I got to pay you, so, you know.
Got Kevin Jones joining us again.
Thank you guys for having me once again, man. Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
He's our resident fourth host.
Yeah.
And usually on time. I apologize.
Yeah, he usually is on time. Yeah, I'm just fucking with him. Just messing with him a little bit.
Might have been this jar that has something to do with
Got to give him a hard time.
Where'd you cut, man?
You going to pass that thing around or what?
Yeah, man. Y'all try to.
Yeah.
Who's going to be my first victim?
He said he don't want no white people germs.
Oh, no, man.
That's that store-bought.
Oh, no, man.
He said, oh, no, man. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Pass it on past. Pass the youngin'.
So you're at, oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Pass it on, Pat. We can be contributing.
What we got here?
Contributing to the delinquency.
Give it a little, what do you think about that?
Smells like apple?
Oh, no. No? Man, come on, what the hell?
I smell something apple-y.
There's no apples in there. There's no kind of apples.
The hell is that?
Aha.
What is it?
That is... Raspberry lemonade.
And in a key lime jar.
I had to have a receptacle. It is.
Be careful! Don't knock it over.
Oh no, we can't do that. It's raspberry lemonade with blackberry whiskey, made by Bird Dog. So you can't find Crown, find the next best.
There you go.
That was pretty damn good.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah, well, we got a jar, man. We passed it around.
Pass it shit around.
Yeah, we might as well.
So it was Bird Dog, Blackberry, and what was the other one?
It's Bird Dog, Blackberry, and Raspberry Lemonade.
Just Raspberry Lemonade.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that Bird Dog, Blackberry.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I mean, I was supposed to have Crown. I stooged it off about 2 weeks ago to somebody else, and... No problem, but I guess the problem is trying to get it.
Yeah.
So you like that Blackberry Crown I brought
in? Yeah, man.
It's hard to get.
But this right here was at Copper Steel for like $18.
Okay.
A lot of people got the Bird Dog.
Oh, man, really good stuff. I like it.
I've taken the Bird Dog peanut butter. And the Bird Dog strawberry and mix it together, and it tastes like a PBJ.
Barber likes that peanut butter jelly, peanut butter whiskey.
Yep. Matter of fact, I seen there was an older guy in the liquor store, and I got there, like, what you got there? And I showed it to him. Oh, man, he had a box full of stuff. I'm going to go home and mix drinks. Had like 3 gallons of vodka and something. You going home to do what? I'm going home to mix drinks. I'm like, well, got an address?
Yeah.
I just come over and hit the can box in the house, bro.
Speaking of liquor.
Yeah.
I went to the liquor store last night.
All right.
Franklin, Kentucky, of all places.
Okay.
Exit 2.
All yes.
All right.
Watkins Road.
Is that Watkins Road?
I walked in
as I'm leaving. I walked past their glass display cabinet they have their more expensive stuff in. Well, I had to take a second look at this. I think it's called Double Eagle or something like that. That's what it's called. $16,000 bottle of bourbon.
Yeah. You didn't get two of them?
Just but in the nothing store? A hammer can't open.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, guys. $16,000 bottle of bourbon.
You said snatch us up a couple, though.
Yeah, might as well.
God damn. Yeah,
when I say snatch, I mean snatch.
Yeah. That's the only way we can afford it. Yeah, we got stuff coming up.
Damn. That was a big one, man. I looked back at it. I said, does it say $15.99? I looked. God damn it, somebody says $15,999.
Burdock peanut butter. Wow. Facebook user says the Burdock peanut butter is pretty tight.
We'll have to give that a try.
Burdock peanut butter.
Look, you guys buy it and just show up. We'll just do a little taste testing.
Yeah, we'll sample it.
Yeah,
we'll do live samples.
I don't know, man, about peanut butter whiskey, man. I've never had it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I know.
Exactly.
I know, man. Like I said, my barber. Just talked about it before.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, you guys buy and just show up before 5.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Look who's talking.
Uh-oh. Incoming.
Uh-oh. Is that an incoming?
Uh-oh.
I think it is.
Uh oh. Now what are we doing?
Go out there. Somebody go out there.
Sorry, we're closed.
Oh man.
Yeah,
Rick's nope. Don't pull on it.
Rick's gonna have to go out there and talk to him.
He was looking at it. Yeah, he's like, "What
Rick's
the fuck?"
Go out there and talk to him.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Rick, go out there and talk to him. Yeah. So what's been up, Kev? What you been doing, man?
Oh, man, little this, little that. Working like a dog.
Yeah.
Man. Missing y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. You're always welcome.
Yeah, man. You know, I gotta come see what's up, talk a little trash. Or a lot of trash. It don't matter. Whichever comes.
You been watching any wrestling?
No.
You don't watch it?
No.
Nice.
If I watch wrestling, it's a... Early 80s, late 90s.
Yeah.
This stuff they got on today bores me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what makes me laugh is, you know, not being racist, you got two white guys that come out to the ring and they're both pale white, but they want to wear black trunks.
Yeah.
And they get a guy back in a corner, all of a sudden you start hearing this pow, pow, sound like somebody shooting a .22. And then you got people in the crowd going, I wonder why that guy's thigh is so red and shaped like a handprint. Stop slapping your thighs, idiots.
Throw the
punch, make it look real. If you can't make it look real like the side effect, man, just quit. Yeah. Go back to wrestling school.
Yeah.
Kuyons. I hate that.
Yeah. I don't watch wrestling anymore either.
Me neither, man. I mean, after, you know, like I said, you had Flair. He retired, of course. And
yeah.
You had guys like the Rock and Roll Express, which are, God.
They're still at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ricky Morton's 60 plus.
Yeah, they look old as shit, too.
They do.
Yeah.
He still got the mullet. And I'm like, my God, but, you know.
Yeah. Me and Lisa watched The Wrestler again the other night.
With what's brother Ricky Mickey Rourke or something?
Mickey Rourke, yeah.
I've seen it before. It's good. I like it. I check it out.
Yeah,
and it's pretty much real.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Stuff,
it's
man.
Yeah. He didn't have time for his daughter, and you know, and then he gets back in touch with her, and then he screws her over again because he got back into wrestling, and wrestling was his baby, man.
Yeah, that's the way it is, man. That's the worst drug I've ever been on in my life. I hadn't really been on drugs. I did my share of pills and smoked a little pot, you know, weed or whatever.
Yeah.
Drank on road trips. But, you know, like I say, man, done this crazy shit for 40 years. And, you know, most people don't stay at jobs that long.
No cocaine?
No, never did. Not one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know wrestlers love cocaine, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had to stay awake. I mean, you're working 7 nights a week, sometimes, you know, twice a day.
Yeah.
You know, doing TV and then leaving to go do a house show and, you know, it's crazy.
Little pick me up. Yeah.
Had to have it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. It is what it is. I liked cocaine.
I never did. I was like, no, I'm afraid I'll like it or something. I just let you get y'all drive, I'll sleep. You get tired, we'll discuss me driving.
Yeah, I don't mess with it no more, but I did back in the day once.
I never did, not once.
Yeah.
Had it offered, but like, nah, I don't think I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Kevin passed.
Had to, bro. I was scared.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Sebastian.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a lot about Sebastian.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What you got?
Is it good news?
I got some. No, it's just stuff that has been said. Yes and no.
Okay, I got
yes
you.
Yes and no.
I got you.
Some was said, I said a week ago. Jeff said, well, surely to goodness they're looking into all that. Then funny, Nancy Grace, Grace mentioned it, yesterday?
Yeah.
She did another interview.
Yeah.
The vehicles are equipped with factory GPS systems. Mm-hmm. Those systems can track those vehicles. Even if Chris used a burner phone and left his phone connected in Memphis or Mississippi, wherever he was staying at the time, okay, for that three-hour window of that phone call that was made, that people are saying, well, you know, his phone was there. Well, sure, his phone could have been there.
Mm-hmm.
He could have still drove back over here and left his phone there on a connected phone call for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean shit, that just because his phone shows that he was there. His right. phone shows the phone was there. His phone doesn't show he was there.
Mm-hmm.
The other question that I pondered on today that I haven't really heard anybody mention a bunch of. This guy is at work, supposedly.
Now, this is the dad? Or?
This is Chris, the stepdad.
Okay.
He's supposedly at work.
Wow.
In Memphis on a crane at 6:30 in the morning when he gets this phone call that Sebastian's missing. Okay?
He's on the crane?
He's on the crane working.
Okay.
Okay? He's got a headset in where he's hearing communication. Right. Plus, he's trying to talk to her on the phone. He's admitted that, you know, at first he's kind of like, oh, hold on, what are you trying to say here? What's going on? Caught him off guard. So he had to get down off the crane.
Okay.
Then he had to get home. But before he came home, wouldn't he have went to the campsite and got and broke down the campsite? Let's keep this in mind. That takes time because you got a trailer you've been living in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to travel with things unsecured in that trailer.
Right. Okay.
All right. So you're going to secure those items even though you're in a rush and an emergency. You're going to go about this in a fast way.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take him to get from Memphis back to Hendersonville?
Wouldn't he just jumped in his truck and drove back?
When did he go get his camper? Because the first time everybody said, well, they left home after this incident happened, we saw him leaving home with his trailer.
Well, maybe he went back and got it.
When did he go back and get it? Because nobody's ever said he went back and got it.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I never even knew he had a camper in the first part.
Yeah.
Until he took off in it.
Yeah, that's when I found out he had a camper.
I never knew it either.
He was staying in that camper in a campground.
Yeah.
While he was over there working, instead of paying for hotel expenses.
Yeah, right.
Staying in the camp. A little cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
More affordable that way.
He just brought it back with him whenever he got.
Okay, but my question to that was, if he was on the crane, got the phone call,
mm-hmm.
got down off the crane, drove from Memphis to Mississippi, across the state line to the campsite where the camper was set up, where he's currently set up, broke everything down, put away anything that was breakable so it didn't get broken in the transfer from there back to Hendersonville. That takes time.
Well, yeah.
How quick did he get from Memphis after he got the phone call back to Hendersonville?
If he got back
in 3 hours...
Something's wrong
because it should have took him at least an hour or better to get down off that crane, drive back over, break that camper down, and then get on the road.
A situation like that, I think everything that I had would have just had to wait. I mean, I'd have been like, you know, do what now? My son, you know, whatever. No, I'm on the way now. I mean, yeah. It's like.
You would have left right there from where you're at.
Exactly. Yeah. I ain't going back to break down nothing.
So when did he go back and get his camper? Because nobody's ever mentioned that.
Mike said he already had that bitch packed and prepared.
Mike said. That's what I'm trying to make my point about. The time frame of those windows, you have to account for that time frame somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and go, okay, I got off that crane, I went over, broke my camper down, and I made it back, and I was here in 3 hours. That's bullshit. There ain't no possible fucking way.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
Not pulling a camper. You're not driving 90 miles an hour down the interstate.
Exactly. You can't do that.
Not happening.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Good point.
Very.
I wonder if we can get Chris Proudfoot on here to interview.
We'd love to have him on.
Oh, Sissy Boy won't interview nobody because the TBI told him not to.
If anybody knows Chris Proudfoot, see if he'll come on the show.
Come on, man.
Just send us
Nancy Grace offered to do a polygraph with him. He agreed to do it.
He
named the
time
and the place.
He didn't show up.
Oh, well, the TBI told me that I shouldn't do that.
Dud out.
I want to know who in the hell in the TBI told him not to do that. I want them to come forward and say, we did tell him not to take the polygraph test at this point in time. And that'll clear that up. That'll clear that portion of it up. Until then, I call bullshit. That's right. Get it. I call it.
Bullshit is toxic. That bullshit is toxic.
Yeah, it don't sound right to me either.
Something fishy.
Yeah.
Fishy.
There's no other explanation.
There's not.
To it. There's no other explanation.
There's not.
Maybe the aliens.
The truth.
Well, that's the only other explanation. Yeah, aliens.
Zapped him out of his damn bedroom right through the roof of the house.
That's the only other explanation.
You know, when they brought up about
barefooted.
Yeah, about the thump in the bedroom when mom said, I heard him make a thump in the bedroom, didn't go check on him, just said, hey, whatever it is you're doing, I don't care, but it's time to go to bed. Okay, the next morning the boys disappeared. Doors are locked. Was his bedroom window locked?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Well, he can't go out a locked window and it lock itself back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's too many variables that point in one direction.
It is, man. It's all pointing in one direction.
No matter how you try to break this whole thing down and all the what if this and what if that and da-da-da-da-da, man, everything points in one direction.
It does. It really does. It really does.
Pussy Proudfoot. I've said it from the get-go.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I've said it from the get-go. It's a damn shame.
I just wish something would happen, man. I wish we could get some closure.
Man, I watched some interviews last night with Seth on there talking to Dad. And I'm not going to lie. Vera was trying to plan for me. I finally told her, I said, you got to cut that shit off, man. I can't. I'm sitting here bawling my eyes out listening to this man talk about his son.
Wow.
I never felt that way when I heard either of the other two parents talk about him. You didn't see the emotion. You didn't feel the emotion like you do when the dad talks about his son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a great disconnect in the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they were somewhere else.
Yeah.
When they were talking about it.
Planning a cruise in Alaska.
Are they going on a cruise?
Man, I'm hearing about a cruise. I ain't confirmed anything about no cruise. I heard something about a cruise.
I wouldn't even be going to work. I mean, I want to know what it is.
Yeah, Seth ain't going to work.
Nope.
You know, I would be wanting to know what's going on with my son. Mm-hmm. If I didn't know what was already going on with my son or my daughter. My daughter called me the other day talking about, well, my mom calls like, hey, you know.
We got some flyers right here, look.
Skylar called, she's sick, got to go to the hospital. I dropped what I was doing, like, okay, let's go see what's up with this kid.
We got the flyers right here on the counter.
And I did that.
Yep.
Right here on the counter of the shop, front and center.
You know, my daughter's 24, but she's still, you know, that's my baby girl, man. And
yeah. It's like, you always going to worry about him.
Yeah, if you need me, I'm on the way.
Yeah, you always going to worry about him.
Yeah. You know, when they first came back to live with us, man, I had a list of bookings, man, for like, I had like 6 months of bookings. And I was like, look, you know, I got my kids now.
Yeah.
But thankfully I had, you know, other people going, hey, man, if you need to come to work, you know, I'll watch your kids for you, you know, in the back or, you know, if they're in the crowd, I'll go sit with them or whatever. Like, all right, that's the only thing that kind of saved me. But I made sure my kids were all right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you ever lost one, you'd know.
You'd appreciate them a little bit more.
Well, I mean, 100%. Even, you know.
That's 100%.
I just couldn't.
I'm in a special club that nobody wants to be in.
That's fact.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. There's no way I'd be planning trips and going to bonfires. No, you know, we need to go. I'm looking for my kid. Like I said, if I didn't,
you're going to spend every waking moment. And yes. My understanding is that Seth, I mean, he's not sleeping. He's not hardly eating.
So this
he's
is not, dad.
This is the biological dad. Yeah. And bless his heart, I know he wants to do everything he can every waking hour. But my friend, you got to take care of yourself a little bit too. Otherwise, you ain't going to hang tight to be able to keep looking.
Exactly.
You got to take care of yourself.
Well, I wish him well, man. I mean, if I could reach out and just give the dude a hug and tell him, man, if you need some help, man, I'll go with you. I'd leave today.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all went out and done our part. I mean, I spent 2 days myself, you know, trying to find this dude and left work one morning at 2 a.m., and I'm lower station camp because I remembered, you know, they said, well, you know, running water kind of soothes them if, you know, they're autistic kids. I got a spotlight in my truck that's 3 million candlewatt. So here I come down lower station camp, you know, just shining light all the way in the creek, scared to death. Going, man, if I see this kid, I hope he's walking or sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, just looking for this child made me emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Amen, Mike. You know how I feel. You know, you're in the club. What's up, Eric? We're doing good. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to keep him in the front until he's found.
That's absolutely.
It. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Every podcast till he's found.
Absolutely.
And I just hope when he's found, he just... healthy and dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here I am.
Yeah. That's the best case scenario, that somebody's got him and, you know, he comes back. Not to the home he was in, but maybe Seth will get him.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, brother, we're here for you, man.
Yeah. Maybe we can get Seth on.
I looked a little bit and couldn't find a contact for him, but I'll working on it.
There's a contact out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah, man. Cell phone, social media,
find him. He's on too many podcasts right now to not be able to get a hold of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's wanting to get the word out there.
That's a fact.
Yeah. All right. Y'all ready to move on?
Yeah, what we got?
So we are going to talk about, is it okay for men to do certain things.
Is the top 10 things it's okay?
Yeah, it's not a top 10. I'm not going to do a top 10.
Okay.
It's just questions that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it okay for men to do certain things? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm going to ask these questions.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
And then we're going to talk about them.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
You know, and I'm going to get y'all's opinion, and then we're going to critique each other. On whether we think it's okay if men do these things.
All right.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Okay. First question is,
and we talked about said, if you got to ask.
Yeah. The first question is one that we talked about here today at the shop. And I kind of already razzed Rick about it a little bit. Is it okay if a man sits down to pee?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. You got to make an answer.
I mean,
don't just look at us.
Honestly,
it's relaxing.
Doing 90 days in jail.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
I'm just saying.
You don't want your ass facing backwards in jail.
No, I mean, the cell is going, could you do me a favor if you got to pee? Could you sit down? Like, what do you want me to sit down for? You know, I'm a dude, like I know, but, you know, when you pee in the toilet, it splashes.
Yeah.
I can understand. Don't
piss on the seat, kind of thing.
Yeah. I can understand.
Yeah, you just sit down.
That's what I tried to explain. So one, it's relaxing, and two,
oh my God,
it's respect for the person responsible for cleaning the toilet, like your wife or girlfriend or whatever, whoever cleans the toilet.
It's your responsibility to clean up after yourself.
Right.
I live in the country.
That's it.
I live in the country.
Hanging off the porch.
Yeah. Go out back, turn to the left.
Kevin's got dead spots of grass in his yard.
Oh, my God. It's marked.
Grant?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really think it is, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't sit down to pee unless I'm taking a shit.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah, then there's that.
I mean, I just unzip my pants and pull my dick out and piss. You know what I mean? I don't never sit. I don't take the time to pull my pants down and sit down to take
a piss. I find it
only takes it doesn't take long enough to pull my fucking pants down to take a piss.
It's just relaxed. Especially like first thing in the morning, you get up, you're still kind of tired. You don't really want to stand up. You just go in there, you fucking sit down and take a nice long piss and empty your bladder. And you're just like, that felt good.
And I just sit. I just stand up.
See, you know, Kevin knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Been there.
I just stand up to piss, man. I don't know.
I mean, I don't make it a habit. I mean, I have to sit down to pee, but I mean, in a hurry, you whoop it out and do your deal.
Yeah.
Put the little fella back up, shake it, and just go, you know.
That just seems kind of girly to me. I don't know, man. Let's stand up to piss.
I didn't say pat it dry. I mean, just
if you shake it one twice, you're playing with it.
Exactly.
That's the truth. Yeah. All right, y'all ready for a second question?
All right. Yeah,
I'm scared, but it's going to be a good one.
I asked this question because this is 100% towards me.
Oh.
Okay.
I know I'm scared now.
Is it okay for a man to wear Jordans past age of 30?
That's on you. I mean, it's just a shoe. That's you.
It's just a shoe, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who say it's not.
Sure. I mean, if you
who are the people?
It's a thing. It's a thing out there.
No, dude.
Where people
say it's not fine.
Kosher for guys to wear Jordans after the age of 30.
There's also a thing that says guys shouldn't have beards, too. But, I mean, you know.
Who says that?
There's a thing. Just like there's a thing about people don't wear Jordans.
There's a thing somewhere. I, of course, think that it's okay for men to wear Jordans after
30. I still wear Chuck Taylors,
I don't care what you wear. Look what I just bought yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I still wear Chuck Taylors.
The next podcast, I'm going to get him to bring these shoes in he bought.
Pull up a picture of them.
Holy shit.
You can't.
Nah.
Yeah,
they're hard to find.
Yeah, it looks like somebody threw up in the box.
No, man. Oh, God. There's safety green and safety orange, black and white.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. They look like this dude's jacket.
Spot you from NASA.
Yeah, they are. Whoo, man. I had to put my sunglasses on.
Oh, wow.
They're bright. I'd like to see them under black lights, but they'd be cool shit.
Oh, God.
Man. Them motherfuckers were, whew, man. Yeah. They were something. Let me just say that. They were something.
Don't know what, but something.
But the best part about it is these are like a $130 pair of shoes, and I got them for $18. You couldn't say no.
There's a reason why.
Bargain.
There's a reason why you got them for $18.
Man. Y'all make fun of everybody. Wait till I wear these things. Y'all going to be like, damn, those things are pretty fucking tight.
Everybody's going to be like, what are those?
Yeah. Can't find them nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah. You find them at Marshall's for $18.
Fashion statement, brother. It's going to be a new fashion statement.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Next one. Here we go.
This is another shoe question.
Shoes. Oh, wow.
Is it okay for men to wear flip-flops or sandals in public?
Yes.
I'll say if you're wearing slides with socks,
no,
that's acceptable.
No.
But, I mean, if you're just barefoot, nobody really want to see that.
Yes. Flip-flops, man.
When's the last time you wore a pair of flip-flops, Rick?
Dude, I got flip-flops. I buy a new pair of flip-flops every year. I wear flip-flops.
Who really wears flip-flops?
I do.
Brian.
Kevin.
What?
Is it okay for men to wear flip flops?
I'm not a flip flop person.
I'm not a flip flop fan either.
Now my buddy Brian, you know how he is. He wears them
every day.
Spring, summer, winter, fall. He's got on them.
I don't think it's okay for men to wear flip flops out in public.
Well, it's not.
Man, when I go to Florida and I got my shorts on and my beachy shirt and my flip-flops.
It's different, man. When you're in Florida or somewhere close to the beach and all that, it's different. You know, because you're about to just slip them off. I'm not a fan of flip-flops. If you're about to slip them off, you're about to get in the pool, you're about to get in the damn ocean.
I'm cool with slides. I like slides.
I get it.
Yeah, slides are.
But if you're going to the damn grocery store, to the mall or somewhere like that, nobody wants to see your fucking manly feet.
Don't look
hair
at
all
Nobody
over.
Nobody wants to see them.
Hairy ass feet.
They don't have to look at them.
Long ass toenails. Look, man. You go in there, people wearing them, men wearing flip flops with some crusty ass feet. Just don't do it. It's just,
I ain't got no crusty ass.
It don't matter, though, man. Just men in general, I don't think should wear flip flops in public.
And you girls with crusty ass feet, that's flip flops.
And y'all got them tarantula looking,
listen, throwing up gang signs.
Yeah.
Them toes throwing up gang signs. Exactly. Don't expose that shit.
Yeah, ain't nothing like a chick with ugly feet. It's like, dude.
Lisa said white flip flops, though. No, Lisa, especially not white flip flops. No, oh, we talked about that the other night. No,
I don't even own flip flops. I do own a pair of slides.
At least it said corn toes.
God,
ain't nothing worse than a corn toe. We talking about Dollar General store flip flops? Nah, Mike, I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, we talking about. I'm talking about good flip-flops.
Dollar G flip.
Last pair of flip flops I got come from Buckle. Was the last pair I had.
Yeah.
How much did you drop on them flip flops?
Don't ask me.
How much did you drop on them?
40 something bucks.
I'm just not a huge 40. Flip flop.
No,
they're comfortable as hell too.
Yeah. I'm just not a huge flip flop fan.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I don't like the little gimmick between my toes.
And I don't have bad. Feet. I don't have bad feet. I just don't.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm clumsy.
I just don't.
Shit hurts when you run into a side of a wall or some toes first.
Yeah, I'm just not a flip flop fan. Just not. Connie said Mike loves his mandals. Yeah, he does.
Mandals.
Mike's got some mandals. Mandals. Some mandals he wears.
I don't wear mandals.
Yeah.
I don't like
Oh them. My gosh, Mike.
I don't do the sandals.
Oh. Read that one, Rick.
Buckle, pull the man card.
Pull it. Pull it.
Pull the man card.
I can't help it, man. I like the shoes. My bad. I didn't say I went there and bought jeans. I did do that before, though, too.
He's got some white stitch jeans he wears.
$175 for them bastards.
Jeans?
Jeans.
White stitch jeans.
What? Jeans.
Pair of jeans. $175 pair.
$175 for a pair of jeans.
Then they come with extra pair of legs.
Lisa Man. Said buckle. That was buckle is for teen girls. What the fuck?
Damn, giving Rick a hard time over there in that corner.
That's all right. just remember,
you can take it.
Just remember, they say people over 30 are supposed to wear Jordans too. So.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. I can take it. It's all right. I can take the razzles.
No, I still wear Chuck Taylors, man. I mean,
damn, Mike, you order your mandals straight from Key West? What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
That's serious.
Dude. Those are fancy mandals.
Mandals.
You got the fancy mandals. Mike's got the fancy mandals. Oh, shit.
Dude, you getting the heat today.
No, right. Yeah. No, you talking about Mike.
Tommy Bahamas.
Damn.
Some kind of shit. What you got going on? You got to order from Key West.
Oh, man.
There's
damn.
There's some fancy mandals.
There are some nice mandals. I've seen.
They've got to be fancy for coming from Key West.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty nice. They're pretty nice.
Handmade.
Connie said they're handmade.
Handcrafted.
Well, handcrafted.
Technically, I think everything's handmade.
Yeah,
technically. Just because they use a machine to make portions of it, I think everything's technically handmade.
Handcrafted.
No, we have an argument right there, Rick.
We do.
Not everything is handmade.
How's it not? What's not?
That right there, a t-shirt printer is just an example. That ain't handmade.
It's not?
Not the stuff that comes out of it. Not the stuff that comes out of it.
Well, that's machine made. The stuff that comes out of it. But I'm talking, what about the machine that made it? Had to be assembled somewhere.
Yeah, but assembly line.
Handmade.
I don't know.
Mike's, handmade.
I don't think so.
Mike handmade. Said handmade Cuban handles.
Cubano sandals.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Cuban handles.
Yeah, I believe Cuban I would. If I had handmade Cuban handles, I'd probably wear them.
Cuban sandwich. Oh.
Cuban sandwich.
Handmade Cuban mandals. That's some serious right there.
All right, what's your next one?
All right, let's talk about something serious now.
All right, sir. Okay,
we're going to get to a few serious ones.
Serious things.
Serious things right
now. That guy should not.
Okay, let's dial it down a little bit.
All right, we're going to dial it down.
We're going to talk about something serious.
Let's talk about something serious right now.
We're going to get serious.
It's time to get so serious.
Take the smiles off your face.
Give mandals.
Is it okay for a man to spank his kids?
Is it okay for a man to spank his kids?
Yeah.
It's a serious topic right now.
I'm a firm believer of grabbing that wrist and holding my arm up in the air and whopping that ass.
Okay.
Yes.
There's obviously you can go too far with it.
There's a difference between discipline spanking the ass and beating a kid. There's a total difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. I ain't gonna argue with it. Okay. I'm not gonna argue with it. Hell, I grew up getting ass whippings, and so did you. It didn't kill us.
True.
We ain't in jail right now because we were disciplined. I mean, you know, I'm gonna tell you three times. Third time, I'm gonna be like a thong. I'm gonna be in your ass. That's what my mom used to tell me. If I didn't believe her, she made the believer out of me. I'm proud of every ass whooping I ever got.
Yeah. Probably remember most of them too, don't you?
Oh yeah, I try to forget them, but you know.
Grant.
Oh yeah, no. I think it's all right. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay to. I think it's okay to spank your kids when I beat your kids.
Nah, it's a difference.
Of course, Lisa, she doesn't agree with it. We talked about this the other night. She doesn't think it's okay to spank your kids. I think it's okay to give your kids a spanking on the butt.
Yes, but legs, back, and all that.
No, that's beating. There's a difference. Like I said, when they get to trying to run around from you and carry on, you grab that one arm, hold it straight up in the air, and you can chase them in a circle and whoop that ass. Yep.
Like a rodeo bull going around in a circle.
You keep running, I'm going to keep swatting.
Yeah, Lisa says, is it okay for me to whoop y'all's ass, or is it assault? We're just talking about a little spanking on the ass, Lisa. Dang. We ain't talking about a beating.
No.
Connie says, hey, yes,
what y'all do behind closed doors?
Yeah. Ask Trace about racetracks. Y'all used to whoop them with racetrack.
Oh, race them track, ones that didn't, yeah, race them, track,
yeah,
pieces.
The little plastic strips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plastic strips.
I got one for Christmas.
I used to use a wooden spoon.
By January, I had this image up back burning it up. And I got a whipping for that.
you know how much I paid for that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, damn it, I'm getting rid of it.
Shit, my grandmother used to tell me to go out and
pick a switch.
Pick a switch.
Same for me.
Yeah. Go out and pick a switch. And if she didn't like it,
she had to go get it. They go get it.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to make me go get something you're going to whip me with?
But we always did
pick the right one, or you're going to get it again.
I just go get a handful of dandelions.
Blow the flowers on them.
Yeah,
that wasn't going to do it.
I don't want to. I'm going to go get you something to hit me with. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
highlight Joe's comment right there. Yeah. See, that's something I really can't believe.
Oh, yeah, though. Yeah.
I can't even believe
that. Oh, no, man. When I was in junior high school, oh, my God, the coaches used to whip your ass.
Hey, man.
And it was like a full-on, like, I'm whipping your ass.
No,
like,
they had paddles, and you got so many licks, man.
Three.
Yeah.
When I was in the seventh grade,
oh, my God,
my fourth period and fifth period teacher, science and math, don't know if this was a coincidence or not, both teachers happened to be black. Every fucking day, dude, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, both those classes, I get my ass whooped every fucking day.
Yeah.
They didn't like you, bro.
No.
I'd go find them now, go try that shit now.
Yeah, I had an elementary school teacher that would take my hand, that would take our hands and
bend with a ruler.
Hit you with a ruler.
Yeah.
Take your hand, bend it down like this, and hit you with a ruler on your hand.
Second grade.
Wiley
Jones.
Oh yeah. Miss Garrett.
Yeah.
Ooh yeah.
Boy. I stopped letting, well, I ain't gonna say letting. But I was like, no. Damn, Miss.
Yeah.
Mary Klaus.
Oh God. Yeah, Miss Klaus.
To a funeral that day, mm-hmm. but had done some silly shit the day before and got caught.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, we'll just, you know, just give you a paddling. You know what I mean? I feel like it ain't no big deal. And I'm thinking, wait, I got these cotton damn dress pants on.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
Fire that ass up.
She hit me the first time. It took like another 3 minutes. Hold on. Hell no. You got to wait. Second time, oh, no. Still again. No, I'm waiting another 3 minutes.
Took
that lash, and I'll tell you what. This shit ain't going to happen no more. Before I let you assault me again with this piece of wood.
Yeah.
I'll just go home.
By about the third lick, man, it was numb. You couldn't even feel it.
I mean, Mary Klaus looked like them.
Oh, she was built
butter beans.
She was built like a linebacker.
I think, wasn't she a drill sergeant in the military? I heard she was a drill sergeant.
She was mean. She was mean, boy. She was mean.
We had a damn coach set in as a substitute teacher one day, and that son of a bitch caught me up throwing a piece of gum away in the middle of class. He stepped out in the hall, snatched me up by my neck, jerked me out in the hallway, went and got a paddle from another teacher, and that motherfucker hit me, and he missed. He hit the back of my legs.
Oh,
dude, I had bruises on the back of my legs.
Yeah, man, teachers used to have names for their paddles.
He lived across the street from me. His car had polka dots on it.
His car had polka dots on it?
It did.
Oh,
that fucking baloney ate right through that shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, payback. Payback.
You?
No, I stopped, man, after that one. I told him, no, you will never hit me another piece of wood ever.
From that day on, you never got an ass whooping again?
No, I told him, no, bullshit. You know, I'll go home first. You ain't hit me another piece of wood.
I'm done.
So I tell you what, if you get to hit me and I get to hit you.
Yeah.
We'll just do it like that.
Yeah, the coaches used to do the paddling in junior high school, and they had names for the paddles. They had holes drilled in them.
It's crazy shit.
They had better airflow.
Baseball bat tape wrapped around the handles and all kinds of shit. They made a sport out of it.
Nash, his worst one ever was some damn Nike wind pants with some Phoenix Sun silk boxers on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, I never wore stuff like that to school.
Phoenix Sun boxers.
I always wore shorts under my pants. Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, it's like, nah, dude.
Take a lick to call my parents at work.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got over there?
Okay, this is another serious one now.
Uh-oh. Sirs.
Yeah. Is it okay for men to cry?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do it all the time. Hell, I just said I did last night.
100%. 100%. I mean, I'm not much of a crier. Like, I can't just sit and watch something and cry.
I can.
Like, I only cry at, like, funerals or... You know, somebody dies.
Yeah.
I'm just not a crier. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's the best therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of times on the road, man, just having so much going on, and, man, all of a sudden you're by yourself, and, you know, you're just driving down the road, man, you're just slinging snot and tears, you know, but by the time you got to wherever, you felt better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in that. Don't take shit to make me.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I could cry. You know, it's just not in me.
Vera makes fun of me. We'll watch American Idol, and they'll get on there telling the sad, sobby stories about, and I'll just be sitting over there bawling my fucking eyes at them. And she'll look over at me and go, really?
Sometimes you just can't help it, dude.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish
Sometimes that's the best therapy in the world.
Sometimes I wish I could cry.
Yeah.
Are you a crier, Grant?
I mean, no, not a lot, but, I mean, we are all emotional creatures.
Yeah.
It's natural.
Yeah.
I mean, the night I retired from wrestling, dude, I couldn't do nothing. I mean, I'm coming out the curtain. I'm like, well, I got to try to cover these tears up. So I, like, dumped a bottle of water on my head. You know, I'm coming out, of course, a bandana's dripping with water. I had shades on, walking in the ring, and I'm seeing people crying. People that I knew that were crying. I'm like, oh, Judas Priest, it's even worse.
Yeah. I imagine that was.
So getting in the ring, having to do this big old spiel, and then, you know, you go into, you know, to start the match, it's like, man, I just want to just leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in here and fuck something up because you're emotional right now. But made it happen. Came out a winner. But after that, man, there was no stopping it, man. I'm bawling.
Yeah.
Watch the video now. If I watch it today, I still cry every time.
Pull the man card.
Rick watching American Idol wearing his buckle jeans.
Hey, Nash.
Damn, Rick is getting it all today.
Kiss my ass, Nash.
Rick is getting it all.
Yeah, boy, you're getting the heat today, bro.
Hell, I thought you were the one that taught me about buckle.
Oh,
about
damn, shopping. Joe.
I'm calling you out. Oh, Joe.
Damn.
What's this about?
You took Rick to buckle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. Yeah.
Can't hold it in.
Nah. All right. All right, ladies. Lisa.
What else you got over?
Is it okay for men to go to the store and buy tampons?
No.
Yes.
No.
Give me that drink over.
No.
Kevin said, no.
Instantly.
You might.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Absolutely.
Uh-uh. I look at that just like this.
I'm going to get a beer.
Oh, look, look, everybody's running.
He's leaving. Where are you going?
Yo-yo.
Is it okay for
what time? Is this, yo-yo?
Get a beer.
Yeah, yo-yo. Get a beer. Yo-yo. Hey, babe, when he said that, I wasn't even in there. I didn't know what he said. I was in the bathroom. Yeah, I put the heat on Kev.
It's absolutely okay.
No.
Why you say no?
Because.
Is it embarrassing?
No, it's not embarrassing, but look.
All right, hey, let me ask you this.
All right, let me explain. Rick.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to ask you this, though.
Okay.
You say no right off the bat. Do you go to the store and buy toilet paper?
Yeah.
All right, you wipe your ass with toilet paper, don't you?
Yeah. Right. I don't use tampons.
Everybody knows what the hell. They know it's not for you unless you got a bleeding ass or something you might need
to use
one for.
Okay. Okay. Here's how I look at that. They know once a month they're going to have a little friend come visit.
And occasionally it happens before time.
Be prepared.
Sometimes you are and sometimes you aren't.
Being a single dude, you don't go out with a chick. And y'all have a few drinks. You're at her house, and she starts getting all lovey-dovey, and
you pull out a tampon.
No.
Let me
go put on something a little bit more comfortable. So she comes out of her room with a t-shirt and thongs, like, oh, let me go get condoms. I already have them. Put them in your pocket. You're good.
So you are already thinking she was easy before you got there.
Well, it don't matter. I mean, just be prepared. Be prepared.
Just saying. But just in case, you have a tampon in your other pocket too. Just
well, then
to be
yeah.
Prepared.
Well, look, just in case, you know, here you got this one, I got these. So I mean,
and some aspirin in your other pocket in case they got a headache.
Well, here, take two of these.
So we got a yes from Rick and a no from Kevin.
No, man, I think
that's all right. I don't see the problem with it.
Okay. So if I'm out and about and Lisa calls me and she's like,
that's your wife.
Yeah. And she's like, Jeff, each time he gets a pad or tampon, sure. But if we're sitting at the house and she's like, Jeff, can you get out and go get me some tampons?
You ain't going to get them. Go get them.
No, man.
What?
Come on, man. I'm going to argue with her. If she may win the argument, then I may get up and go get them. Oh, but
gonna,
I'm going to argue with her.
You're going to get up and go get them.
I'm going to argue with her.
You're going to get up and go get them.
Maybe.
You're going to
fold.
Go get them.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Lisa, he's going to get up and go get them is what, yeah, what he's trying probably to say right
maybe
now. He's just talking shit.
I'm not going to like it.
And you know what else you're going to do? You're going to ask her if she wants, do you need another bottle of My Doll while I'm there too to help you up your cramps?
Maybe.
Go in the kitchen.
But I'm going to argue about it.
Tear off a sheet of Bounty, roll it up. It's the quicker picker upper.
Damn.
Quicker picker upper.
Lisa said he's getting him.
What'd you say?
You got him.
He's getting him.
Why you got to be listening tonight live? Why you got to be listening tonight live?
And I ain't trying to get you heat. I'm just saying. That's probably why I'm single now.
Nah. It's
all right. Oh. I mean, I've had them ask me, you know, hey, will you go? Yeah, man, I don't wear plug-ins. I don't ask you to go buy condoms.
I got to do it. I don't give a damn. Don't matter to me. She tells me, hey, we'd be sitting at the house.
I mean, well.
She'd go, hey, babe, I just started spotting. Would you mind running the store? Well, I'd jump in the car, ride up the store, go grab them, come back, not think twice about it.
I'd picture a pair of socks here. Do something over here. I'm joking.
I think twice about it. Well, I think twice about it.
I ain't trying to get y'all here.
And if I do go to the store, I always make sure that I buy something else. Even if I don't need it.
You're buying the cover-up thing, the cover-up item.
Yeah, you're like, well, let me see. I need a pack of Marlboro and these.
Just the kind of person that gets up and gets really pissed off when the self-checkout's
closed. I don't think I've ever bought the right ones. I've never bought the least. So he's with the wrong ones anyway.
How do we know what size?
So many different.
Hey, take a picture of the box that they use. Take a picture of the box.
She has sent me the picture of the box several times.
And you still get it.
You don't want to be in the store going, let me see.
No, hey, Kevin, no, you do this. You go in there, you get a picture of it, and you find an employee and go, hey,
can you help me?
Where can I find these?
Yeah. Can you walk them up to counter number 3 for me? Because
obviously they know it's not for you.
Yeah. Hey, she said she needed me. Remember, I was dating this chick one time. I told her, I'm going to buy you thongs. She's like, really? What size? She's like, medium. Gotcha. So go in the store, man. I'm like looking around. There's women everywhere.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I promised chick I was gonna buy her these thongs, but you know, how do I just go over here and pick up a pack of thongs?
You felt awkward shopping for thongs.
Of course, I get them and I put them in my hoodie pocket. You know, no, ma'am, I'm not stealing these. I'm just going to the counter. Goes, why are you in bed? She's gonna wear them for you. I'm like, good idea, let's hear. Let me go now to George Jefferson now.
Right. Hey, you would have been strutting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, I got these. I'm on the way.
That's right. That's right.
Tampons, no.
You got another one over
there? I do. I got several more.
Is it okay for a man to drive an electric car?
Oh, God. This
what
is, a
what
real
is an electric gimme car?
Is it okay for battery a man power to drive an electric car?
You gotta charge it. No.
I did at the carnival. Call them bumper cars.
Yeah,
exactly.
The little sparkly go-karts thing up there. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. Made the contact at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not. Well, I'm not. No.
No.
Yeah, not. I don't know. I don't like them.
Yeah. No. It's not.
I don't understand how do you do electricity and gas.
Unless it's a really fast
clarify. Jeff's talking about just electric cars. He's not talking about hybrids.
I'm talking about any hybrid electric car, anything.
Okay, you're talking about either one of them.
Is it okay for men to drive anything other than a truck or an SUV or a sports car?
Well, yeah, I think now they're making a lot of the trucks hybrids now.
Okay, is it okay for electric or hybrid?
Which is better?
Hybrid,
is what you're saying?
Hybrid, I would say, yeah. Electric, nah.
Oh, that's another big.
No, if it's a fast car.
Like a sports car. So you're saying Tesla. A Tesla's the fastest electric car they make.
I don't know. Like, what, the Roadster?
Zero to 60
Tesla
in 3
Roadster?
Seconds or some shit like
so
that.
So you wouldn't take a Tesla Roadster right now and drive it?
Probably not. Crash and burn.
I don't know.
You're lying.
Crash and burn.
I don't know about this electric stuff.
You're lying.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
I think a man should drive a fucking truck.
I need a man
SUV
vehicle.
Or a sports car. Truck, SUV, sports car.
Yeah.
With a gas motor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dual exhaust.
Yeah. And a footprint accelerator.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Like Joe Dirt. Like Joe Dirt.
And tent from Jeff Malone.
That's right. Yeah. Come here and get your tent. Even if you're driving an electric car.
Yeah, that's right.
No offense if you're driving an electric car. Just, you know, whatever.
Just not our
we have
favorite
a tampon dispenser in the bathroom for those of you that drive electric cars.
No offense if you drive electric cars. We still love you. All right, on to the next one. Is it okay for a man to quit his job and pursue his dream?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
I mean, even if he's got a family to take care of?
Sure.
If he's taking care of his family and they're depending on him and his money.
It depends if he gets successful
discuss
or not.
Discuss it with the other half.
Depends on if he really pursues his dream or if he just half-ass does it.
If he gets exactly successful, if he gets yeah successful, then it was worth it. If he doesn't, exactly, then it wasn't.
That dude who started Amazon, I'm sure, you know, he just...
You'll never find out if he'll be successful at something without trying it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true. That's
yeah
true.
You gotta... If you're scared... You know, that's one thing.
If you're scared, go store, buy some suspenders, pull your big boy pants up, and
exactly
fucking do it.
I think pursue your dreams.
Yes, pursue absolutely your dreams. You only live once. That's you it can work for the rest of your
YOLO
life and not be freaking happy.
That's it.
Yeah.
But hey, if you can hit that you know, well, you know, if you can get that deal started that you dreamed all your life, fuck, it's all worth it, man.
Yeah, go
it's
for it.
It's all worth it. Yeah, man. And anybody that does that, I commend you, man. Congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Lisa said with the pool ball grip.
Yeah. You're your own you're your own boss.
I'm gonna stop at the store tonight and grab me some of this shit.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that pretty good.
Oh man, ain't knock it out. I still got some and I got some left.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like, man, that raspberry lemon's pretty good. Let me put this in.
Yeah, it. Don't be stuck in your 9 to 5 if you're not happy.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
You got try to make the best of it. But hey, anytime you find a way out, man, do it. Just get the hell out.
Yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah. You only live once, man.
Do what you love.
Exactly. Do what you love. You don't want to be 80 years old and going, you know what, I worked all my life at that fucking place and I hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done more.
That's exactly. It.
Yeah.
Stuck here, you know, so yeah, here I am now.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, do what you love. Do what you love.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. All right, what else you got?
Yeah. Let's see here. Is it okay for a man not to work if his wife makes enough money?
I couldn't.
You said,
do it.
What was the question again?
Is it okay for a man not to work if his wife makes enough money?
Yes.
Ooh.
If he's washing the clothes and cooking food and taking care of the house and doing all the cleaning and all that bullshit, absolutely.
I just couldn't do it.
She shouldn't have to go to work, make the money, and then come home and do all that shit, too.
Exactly. No, man.
I don't know. I think
you're just reversing roles at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what you do. I just couldn't do it.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because there's some very successful women out there that make plenty of fucking money whose husbands don't have to work. But as long as they're pulling their ass at the house, then I don't see anything wrong with it.
Hell.
I think the man should work.
Me too.
That's a man's duty.
Exactly.
That's to provide.
Well, you are where if your spouse is makes way more money than you make, and y'all can live comfortably off what she's making, and she says it's okay for you to stay home, you wouldn't stay home?
Well, if she says
and take care of the house, well, that's what we're talking about.
I'd be bored to death. I just couldn't do it.
I don't know. I still think the man shouldn't be lazy. Bored.
You're still going to have shit to do, Kevin. Like, you know, mow the grass and trim the bushes and paint and clean
paint.
And baseboards. And
what you don't know is I'm going to have that neighborhood kid come by later. Hey, when she leaves, get over and cut this damn grass and make it look good.
I think I would still work.
I would have to.
I think
it's like hitting the lottery. Depending on the amount of money I won, I'd probably still work.
I mean, you heard of people that retire and then they start working again because they're just so bored.
They can't really do shit. You know, either that or you can't live off damn retirement nowadays.
That's what
a lot of people work is. They don't realize it, but it's more than just
buying
damn
the crackheads' food stamps to survive and shit.
I guess maybe if I had small children and my wife was, you know, made enough money, I would still work.
I'd still work.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a full-time job or anything. Anything to just stay busy.
That's
instead of just sitting at home.
You don't just sit at home. You don't just go and sit on the fucking couch all day.
Well, that's what would end up happening.
No, it wouldn't, because you always have shit to do.
See,
there's always shit to do.
I do it the night before.
Vera stays busy doing shit every day. There's always shit to do.
Yeah, it's different.
Women find shit to do.
It's different. It's different if the man makes enough money.
For
the wife not to work. It's different.
The way you clean, the way a woman cleans, she's going to tell you in a heartbeat, that's wrong.
If the man makes enough money, it's okay, I think, if the woman stays home.
Right. I could deal with that.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think it's...
If the female is successful enough to where you don't have to work and she's okay with that...
I just think a man should work.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I just think a man should work.
Sure, it would be nice. But
so what Jeff is saying is all women should stay home barefoot and pregnant.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. All men should work. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if the woman is fortunate enough to have a husband who makes enough money for them to stay home, then they should do it.
Yeah.
Right. If he don't care, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it just makes it makes for a better home life.
But that wasn't what your question was, though.
Now the question was,
is it okay for women to do it?
Is it okay for a man to not to work if the wife makes enough money?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what your question was.
That's what my question is. I don't think so. I think the man should always work, period.
Yeah.
Period. So even if she made $4 million a year and you didn't have to work at all and all you had to do was stay home and take care of the house and kids?
I wouldn't want to stay home.
Well, you might not want to. You want to do shit. You
want
to go places. You
want
to do things. You
want to
stay busy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd podcast.
See?
Yeah.
But you'd still stay home and let her work.
And have swim parties.
Y'all got to be gone by 5.
I don't know, man. I'd probably still have
she
a
tent shop.
I'd probably still have a tent shop. I like coming in here. I like coming to work, man. I like coming down here and hanging out with you guys, man. You know, just see what it is.
You would not. You would sit at home on
bullshit.
Sneaker
I couldn't sit at home
all day long buying tennis shoes.
I don't think I could. I know I would sit here and I would sit here and buy tennis shoes. Oh, I sit here and buy sneakers.
There you go.
Hang out.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your next one there?
All right. Next one. Is it okay for a man to watch chick flicks alone?
What is chick flicks?
Yeah, explain. Yeah,
chick flicks, like
explain. I don't
Pretty Woman, or How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, or Hot Chick, or you know, chick flicks,
or Mean Girl.
Mean Girls.
Like a movie.
Like
a girl show.
Yeah, not porn movies.
Chick movies.
Kevin.
Chick movies.
What?
It's not porn. No, chick movies. Chick movies.
Like movies that typically females would watch.
Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic can go either way.
Yeah,
I don't watch Titanic.
It's a drama. It's a drama thriller, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, I like Titanic. I love Titanic. But it don't beat Tombstone.
Yeah,
I think you can watch whatever movie you're into, no matter if by yourself or with somebody. Whatever you want, whatever you're into watching, watch it.
I don't think whatever you watch really determines who you are or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a show.
Yeah. At least it gives me a hard time about
it. It could be entertaining anyways. You never know.
You watch chick flicks?
I do, man.
Okay.
I do. I watch chick flicks.
He said, okay. Yeah.
What's the last chick flick you watched?
I mean, I can't think of the last chick flick I watched by myself. But I do love the movie. What's the name of it? Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love.
I do.
Who's in that one?
Lisa, help me out. What's the guy's name?
Love on the Spectrum?
No. I do like that show. I do like that show.
You can attach those little characters real easy, man.
Yeah, you do. That's a good show. But yeah, chick flicks. I like chick flicks, man.
I never knew what it was.
Yeah, chick flicks are girly type movies.
Yeah.
Like fried green tomatoes.
Patrick Dempsey. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barbie.
I'm not gonna watch Barbie alone. I'm not gonna watch Barbie alone.
You're not gonna watch Barbie alone?
I have watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days alone.
Watched that alone, yeah. I think I've got that on DVD if I remember right.
Yeah, I have.
Some of you don't know what a DVD is.
You know what a DVD is.
I got that on beta.
Yeah. Now, I have definitely watched chick flicks alone.
For sure.
I'm sure I have. I mean, yeah. I've watched a lot of different
movies. I think it's for sure okay.
Yeah.
If a guy watches a chick flick alone.
Yeah. Now, if he's sitting alone and starts crying and boo-hooing into a towel, it's a whole different fucking story.
Well, I mean...
While wearing mandals. That were handmade from Key West.
Yeah, or their
buckle jeans.
Or my buckle jeans.
I had to throw that in there. I apologize. I had to pop them.
What about watching Brokeback Mountain?
I've never watched Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, boy, you sure got a pretty mouth. Is that not Brokeback?
No.
That's
Deliverance.
No, yeah. That is Deliverance.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Joe Biden. He was a kid.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Alright, here we go. Is it okay for a man to wear pink?
Yes.
Okay. Heart Foundation.
I got some pink shorts.
Pink and black attack.
Yeah.
Jim Neidhart, Bret Hart.
Yeah, I don't have anything pink.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing if a guy wears pink, it's just not my color.
Well, he asked a question, I'm talking about wrestlers.
Yeah.
Jim Neidhart, Bret Hart.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't think it's a bad thing if a guy wears pink. I just don't have anything pink.
Me neither.
I don't wear pink.
I got some pink shorts and a black polo with some black Hey Dudes I wear.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, dude. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
I just don't wear pink. I just don't have any pink. So I don't think it's a bad thing. I just don't.
No.
You should try getting a pink shirt.
Pink's cool.
Pink is cool. Lisa, Jeff needs a pink shirt.
I would never wear a pink shirt.
Get him a pink polo,
Lisa.
I would never wear a pink shirt. Lisa, not because I think it's a bad thing. It's just not my color.
Lisa, I dare you
get Jeff in a pink shirt.
if it's not army green or black or gray,
yeah,
it's time. I'm not going
to
wear it.
It's time, it's time to come out of the old
regular color, man. Blue and black. What it is. Blue and black.
Navy man. Blue, army green, gray or black.
Blue I'm and not black. Wearing it. My mom's like, why do you wear so much black?
Yeah, man. Just black is just the color.
It's neutral, mother.
That's
neutral.
Right. That's right. I just love black.
Alright, here we go.
Is it okay for a man to shave his body?
Yes.
Well, what parts?
Well, it depends.
Yes.
It depends.
I mean, yeah.
Depends. Yes.
It depends.
I will say it again.
Armpits, no.
Yes. It depends.
Armpits, no.
What?
Shaving armpits?
You don't see mine?
You were a wrestler, man.
Yeah, I mean... I did
that before. I shaved my armpits.
And, oh, God.
I was at the pool laying out. And I had my arm up like this. And I was like, this fucking looks weird, man. I can't do it no more.
You would. Then I put it back down. Yeah. Like, I don't know about this.
Yeah. You would. I get it. Bodybuilders, wrestlers. Yeah. Shave your body. Nobody wants to see that shit. Okay? But just your normal dude. Don't shave your body, man. I get the manscaping and all that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I get all that. But just a regular dude, don't shave your fucking body, man. That just ain't right. Nah. You lose your man card if you shave your body. You're just a regular dude.
What about trimming your hair?
Your hairs?
Yeah.
Or your hair?
Chest hair.
I mean, yeah, like if you got the Teen Wolf thing coming out, you know, yeah, you can trim that shit down, but...
I just take my clipper and trim the whole thing. Yeah. Set my guard on like a three and trim it all up, make it look good.
I mean, I guess that's hot.
Yeah. Not shaving it, just trimming it.
Yeah.
So it's not bushy. You know, sometimes it can get long, like it can be braided and shit.
I mean, if you're like George the Animal Steel, you know, you should probably shave your shoulders.
I love you, Dutch, but Dutch looked like he was wearing a black sweater every time he came out with his gear on. It's like, what the hell is he? Oh, never mind. He's that damn
man,
hair.
Dutch Mantel. Oh my God, that dude was fucking hairy. He was like a damn werewolf.
Yeah, he. I think something happened to him one night, and they tried to put the EKG patches on him, but they had to shave the spots to put them on, and they didn't.
Oh, yeah. God, he was fucking hairy.
He had fuck spots on his chest and that hair.
Yeah.
No, might as well just go ahead and shave now, Dutch. Love you, Dutch, if you're listening. Right? Yeah. Somebody tells you about this, I wasn't making fun of you, brother.
Yes, it makes you more aerodynamic when you fight. That's the truth.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Microscopically.
Shaving the hair. Yeah. Makes you more aerodynamic.
Yeah. Microscopically.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Last one.
Last one. This is one we were talking about here in the shop today.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I wasn't here, but surprise, surprise.
Is it okay for a man to carry his wife's or girlfriend's purse in public?
Yes.
Yes. I'll give that a yes.
Jeff can't keep it together over here. Look.
I just can't.
Well, I mean, I look at it. Say you're downtown Nashville. You're on the sidewalk. She's here. The street's here. If I wanted to put her purse on my right shoulder while holding her hand, I think I would. Instead of putting it on this one, somebody come by, snatch it, and they're going this way. By me being on this side, they'd have to go through, like, two arms, you know, to get away.
Yeah, well, that's something different. We were talking about earlier, like...
Just walking her, just...
In, like, the mall is what me and Rick were talking about, where he says, well, she says, here, carry this, and he does it. I'm not going to carry Lisa's purse. If she says, here, hold this for a second, I will do that. But I'm not going to carry her purse. I'm not.
But
period. So it depends on how big it is. And I think that she...
Something like duffel bag.
And I think that she has Yeah, hold it, not carry it. Yeah, thank you, Lisa. That's exactly what I'm saying. I will hold her purse, but I'm not going to carry it. And I think she has enough respect for me not to ask
me. I'm not talking about like walking through the entire mall carrying the purse.
That's not what you said earlier.
But what's so disrespectful about that?
Did you not say that earlier?
I didn't say walking through the whole mall carrying it. I didn't say that.
You said carry
it. I said if she's standing at, let's say, in a select spot looking at something.
No, that's not what you said.
This is what I said back there.
You said, what if she walks off?
That's where I was going. I said, what if she walks off? And you said, well, I would just stand in that same fucking spot. I wouldn't move. Well, no, I would follow her up to where she's going.
They won't carry the purse. They're going to go buy tampons.
I'll carry the purse. I'll give it down. Look, I've had guys walk past me and go, hey, it matches your outfit.
If Lisa asked me to hold her purse while she's doing something in the mall or in the grocery store, I would. But if she said, here, carry my purse.
So you wouldn't carry a purse if you go buy tampons?
Yeah.
I'd hold the damn purse.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, it is what it
Kevin
is.
Kevin will hold the purse, but he won't go buy tampons. You'll go buy the tampons, but won't carry the purse.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with this room?
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different, man. Everybody's different. I would hold Lisa's purse, but I would not carry it.
But Jeff, what is the disrespectful part like of her asking you? What's so
because
disrespectful?
Because she knows I don't want to. She knows I don't want to carry her purse. It's just a respect thing that men just don't want to carry women's purses.
Yeah. Well, 9 times out of 10, she's not going to ask.
I asked Rick. Yeah. I asked Rick, and it was. I had to pry it out of him. Do you want to hold or carry Vera's purse? And he fucking beat around the bush. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I said, Rick, do you want to do it? No, I don't. There you go.
No, I don't.
They know
but I will.
We don't want to do it.
But
Lisa
I will.
Lisa knows that I don't want to hold it or carry it. It's a respect thing. She knows I don't want to, so she doesn't make me.
But if she asked me
to hold it, I would.
Okay, that's
if
what the question was.
She asked me to carry it.
The question wasn't about a respect
thing. She's not
going
to ask me to carry it. She's not going to ask me to carry her purse. Like, here, carry my purse while I carry these other things. That's not going to happen.
I would probably offer to do it.
Vera's laughing.
Vera's fixing to call me out. She's going to say, I told you it was going to be a damn hour after.
he'll put the heat on me. Wait, no, Kevin.
I already told her that shit before we started.
Look, Lisa said, I'm carrying.
Kevin, slow ass.
I'm carrying everything and bleeding all over the place.
Oh, my God. Who said that? Your wife? No. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
While Jeff's wearing his Jordans.
That's right. I'm wearing my Jordans. That's right.
Oh, my God. She just got us all with that one. I was scared things would bleed everywhere.
Damn it.
Vera said she's going to get fireball.
Uh-oh. You better get 2 sleeves.
Oh, shit.
He said Blackberry Bird Dog.
Oh, yeah. Hey, get some Blackberry Bird Dog, too, while you're out
Blackberry
there.
Blackberry Bird Dog.
Blackberry bird dog.
It's a lemonade.
It's some lemonade too. What does regular lemonade work or what kind of?
I mean, you can, but I just found that. I found that.
It's the same as the Crown. It's the same as the Crown.
Yeah, I got the same lemonade at the house that I used with the Crown.
Oh, that raspberry was killer. I got it at Publix, man. You get the half a gallon for like get 2 for $5, dude.
That's pretty good shit.
Didn't have no coupon either.
Nope. Raspberry lemonade, and we got the regular lemonade. So
there you go.
On your mission and go get that so we can play the game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good night at your house.
She's already got lemonade, she said.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good night.
Why are we having a conversation over the day?
Because that's what we do when we're on live. We communicate with our guests. All those people are our guests.
Mm-hmm. They do a live audience. All y'all just
Man. All right. Listen.
Listen, Linda. Okay.
So I am going to be...
Linda.
I am going to be...
Linda.
Listen, Linda. I'm going to be at the Rumble in the Briar tomorrow, car show, at Louise Martin Park with Blackout Tent Company merch, hats and t-shirts. So y'all come on out to the Louise Martin Park and see me.
Car show.
Get some merch. Car show.
Shine them up. Car show.
Yep. Come on out and see me. I'll be giving out some merch.
If you have a truck, you can show it too.
Yeah. Come on out with your car.
It's a car and truck show.
Yeah. Come on out with your car.
If it's electric, don't even think about it.
Yeah, if it's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah, you will lose if you show up in an electric car, just so you know.
Wouldn't it be funny if everybody got beat by an electric car?
One of those
trucks showed up.
It won't happen.
The lightning?
No.
Cybertruck?
Yes, a Cybertruck shows up.
See, that's acceptable. A Cybertruck?
I think a Cybertruck is acceptable.
It's acceptable. I've seen one of them.
It's a truck.
It's electric.
It's cool.
Electric. It is cool, though.
Yeah.
Fast.
Theo's got one.
Is it fast? They kind of look like a DeLorean body style.
Theo's got one.
Theo's got one?
Yeah.
Theo. It's kind of crazy that you met him in real life. It's kind of nuts.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. So.
Big baby.
Yeah.
Car show tomorrow.
Car show at the.
Greenbrier.
Car show. It is at the Louise Martin Park in Greenbrier. Come on out.
Yeah, I'll go out. Check out the blackout tent booth.
Yeah, come on out. I'm going to have plenty of merch.
Free merch.
Plenty of merch.
Fribbies.
Yeah, fribbies.
And moonshine fribbies. Shots.
No, I ain't going no moonshine.
I'm coming to the car show.
But I am going to have plenty of merch to give away.
Let's merch moonshine shots. Yeah. Get them drunk. Yeah. Baby.
I'm also going to probably be doing some filming for the podcast. I'm going to be filming some of the cars, interviewing some of the owners of the cars. So...
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, check us out. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on
YouTube.
And listen to us on Spotify or anywhere you can find a podcast.
Spotify, Amazon.
All of them. Any of them.
Brother said all of them.
All of them.
Any and all.
Peace.
Peace out, suckers.
Pieces.
Peace.
Damn, it's
top 10.
Peace out.